Good morning, everyone, and welcome out again to the Australian Bush. I believe it's a good day living for Jesus. And I hope God will just bless you on this beautiful and wonderful day. As you know, we're working our way through the Gospel of John. And of course, my purpose for this study is to where I can get a new and fresh view of who Jesus is. And I really hope that's your purpose for going through this as well. But this week, I had a few diversions that hit me. I had planned on going through and look at John the Baptist in John chapter 1. John the Baptist is a very interesting guy. He had a unique set of unique wardrobe that he wore. Anybody know what that was? Well, the Bible said it was camel hair. I don't think he would have gotten that at David Jones. And he had a very unique diet. Would you happen to know what that is? Well, the Bible said he ate locusts and wild honey. Now that is an all-natural diet. But he also had an interesting relationship with Jesus Christ, which we will get into later, and Lord willing, we'll get into that next week. But as I was reading through our text this week, preparing to talk about John the Baptist, something just jumped out and grabbed me. There was two words that jumped out and just grabbed me, and I knew I had to stop and look at that. Those two words are grace and truth. Grace and truth describes Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to go back to our text, and we're going to read John chapter 14 through 18. But before we get started, you remember John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Do you remember who the Word was? Yeah, the Word is Jesus Christ. Let's jump back and talk about this Word. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for another chance to dive into the Gospel of John. And Lord, I pray that you will turn the light on and let us see Jesus in a new and fresh way. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's jump into our text, John chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him and exclaimed, "This was the one of whom I said, the one coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me." Indeed, we have all received grace upon grace from his fullness. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The one and only Son, who is himself God, is at the Father's side. He has revealed him to us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that clearly is Jesus. Jesus. Listen to that name. Jesus. There really is something amazing about that name. And then John said, we observed his glory. Now listen, when you look at Jesus, do you see glory? Some may look at him and just say he's an itinerant preacher who got caught up in his own misdirected teaching, and then they killed him. But I believe, as John, when we look at Jesus, we can observe his glory. And why can we do that? Remember this. When we're looking at the face of Jesus, we're seeing the face of God. Remember John said in verse number 18, no one has ever seen God. The one and only Son, who is himself God, hear that? is at the Father's side, he has revealed him. When you look at Jesus, you can see the glory of God. And then John says that the Word, who is Jesus, is full of grace and truth. Grace and truth. What is grace and truth? Well, honestly, we could go through all kinds of explanations and opinions here, and I'm sure most of us have an opinion on this. But what does the Bible say about grace and truth? Well, let's go to what John says. Well, let's look first at what it is not, verses 16 and 17. Indeed, we have all received grace upon grace from his fullness. That's grace after grace after grace. And we have all experienced that we need that in our lives. Verse 17, for the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So grace and truth are not the law of Moses. The law came through Moses, but only through Jesus came grace and truth. Let me explain. This does not minimize the law. Even Jesus said that not one jot or tittle will be done away with of the law. But what it does do is maximizes grace and truth in the life of the New Testament believer. So folks, grace and truth that can be perfectly found in Jesus is such an important concept or such an important teaching for each and every one of us in the New Testament. Now I want to go to something that happened in the life of Jesus that I believe illustrates grace and truth. One morning early, Jesus was teaching his disciples, and then out of the dark, a group of men came dragging a woman. They pushed her off into the middle of the group and made her stand there. Let's go over to John chapter 8, verses 3 through 5, and pick up the story. Notice this also is in the Gospel of John. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, making her stand in the center. Teacher, they said to him, this woman was caught in the act of committing adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say? Well, there's the law in action. But these guys had an agenda, and Jesus exposed that. Verses 6 through 10. They asked this to trap him in order that they might have evidence to accuse him. Jesus stooped down and started writing on the ground with his finger. If we only knew what he wrote. When they persisted in questioning him, he stood up and said to them, the one without sin among you should be first to throw a stone at her. Then he stooped down again and continued writing on the ground. When they heard this, they left one by one, starting with the older men. Only he, and that's Jesus, he was left with the woman in the center. When Jesus stood up, he said to her, woman, where are those who's accusing you? Has no one condemned you? Can you imagine how this woman was feeling? Come on now, can you imagine? She is justly condemned by the law of Moses, caught in action. But now she stands before God in flesh. What would he do? Verse 11, this lady responds to Jesus. No one, Lord, she answered. No one's here to accuse me. Listen to Jesus' words. Neither do I condemn you. Folks, she was justly condemned by the law. According to the law, she should have been stoned. But Jesus? What's going on here? Grace. Grace. Jesus exhibited true grace, even in the face of the condemnation of the law. Now listen to what he says. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. That's truth. You see, Jesus was the perfect example of grace and truth. He pours grace on our sins, on our mistakes, where we've blown our lives, where we've messed up. He gives us grace, but he will hold us accountable to his truth. Let's look at another situation in the life of Jesus. Jesus and his disciples are in the upper room. And Jesus says, "One of you will deny me." And all the disciples were shocked, saying, "Is it me? Is it me?" And then Peter blurts out, Matthew 26, verse 35, "Even if I have to die with you," Peter told him, "I will never deny you." And all the disciples said the same thing. Before the night was over, Peter denied Jesus three times. And on the third time, he even cursed in his denial of his Savior, Jesus Christ. On this third time, Jesus turned and looked at him. And Peter went away, a broken, weeping man. He was done. It was over. Then, after Jesus rises from the dead, he calls for his disciples and he says this, and Peter, to meet with him. He wants to meet with Peter. What will he say? What will he do? They end up on the Sea of Galilee. And after Jesus feeds them a good breakfast, then he speaks to Peter directly. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. When they had eaten breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Well, he said, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." "Well, feed my lambs," he told them. A second time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" I'm sure Peter, getting concerned, "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." "Shepherd my sheep," he told him. And Jesus asked the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved that he asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know everything, and you know that I love you." And Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." You see, Jesus was restoring his fallen disciple to pastor his coming flock. And Peter did that. You can read the story if you get into the book of Acts. But he challenged him three times. He restored him from his brokenness, and that was grace. But I believe the reason he challenged him three times, Jesus was breaking through the emotion. He was breaking through the failures. He was breaking through to tell Peter, at this point, it's time to get real with me, Peter. Folks, that is truth. Jesus was the perfect balance of grace and truth. So what's the point of all of this? What is the take-home from this story of Jesus' stories? You see, Jesus was the perfect balance of grace and truth. But I want to ask the question, what's the point of all of this? What can we learn for our lives from this, from grace and truth? What can we take home? Well, let me ask you a question. Are you a grace person or are you a truth person? You see, with our experiences, our upbringing, our personalities, we're going to lean to one or the other very, fairly heavily. So which are you? Well, most of us want to be known as grace people. You like everyone. You want everyone to love you. you never want to make waves, and you'll accept most anything, right or wrong. Be careful with that. Author and pastor Kevin DeYoung says, grace people can be cowardly. They often refuse to make tough decisions in life. They demand nothing from others and get nothing in return. Now listen to this. They accept us for who we are, but they never help us become who we should be. Something to think about. Perhaps you're a truth person, and it bothers you when somebody moves away from what you say that you believe. You want to tell them you are wrong, or show them where they've made a mistake. Well, once again, I want you to use caution. Author Kevin DeYoung continues, for the truth tellers, if there is no grace, telling the truth can become an excuse for belligerence, and may I add, arrogance and pride. You see, I've seen both, and sadly, I've lived both. So what are you going to do with all this grace and truth stuff? You might even say, well, I'm only human. I make mistakes. Well, that's the reason Jesus shows grace. But he also highlights truth. You see, Jesus saved us the way we were. Aren't you glad? He showed us grace. But then he challenges us to grow. And remember, God the Father, his desire for us is to be conformed or adjusted to become like his son Jesus. And that means a balance of grace and truth. Jesus was the perfect balance of grace and truth. Now he asks us to pick up our cross and follow him. What are we going to do with that? Well, listen. If you're a truth person, remember, God has showed you a lot of grace. Don't you think it's time you show grace to somebody else? And if you're a grace person, I know you're a good person. You want everybody to love you. But folks, listen. Grace people can be overly kind, so much so that you will avoid the truth. Let's make sure we live like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord, for grace and truth. I thank you for Jesus, who is the perfect example of that. Lord, guide us, empower us to be grace people and truth people. Help us to love people with the love that you had, so much so that you gave your life. Help us to give our lives to reach other people with your grace. But help us to not back up or be afraid to present kindly with love, to present your truth. I ask in Jesus' name, amen.